After the first summit between North and South Korea in Pyongyang in 2000, then-President Kim Dae-jung said he had invited North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to visit Seoul, and Mr. Kim replied he would do so at an appropriate time. However, South Korean Chief of National Intelligence Kim Man-bok, who arranged this month's summit, says it will again be in Pyongyang. When asked why not Seoul, he gave a polite response.
장소와 이 시기 문제에 있어서도 전적으로 공개된 그리고 공개적으로
Kim says North Korean authorities proposed Pyongyang host the summit because it was the more elegant venue where President No could receive the best possible treatment. But many experts say it is more than elegance that motivated the decision, namely fears of a security and public relations debacle. The first summit featured hundreds of North Koreans in matching outfits waving bouquets of flowers in unison. That display was made possible by North Korea's totalitarian system, in which thousands are mobilized for choreographed displays of reverence for the Kim family. Here in South Korea, there is a tradition of boisterous and occasionally violent public protest. Political science professor Lee Ki-taek at Seoul's Yonsei University says coming to the South would be a rude awakening for Kim Jong-il.
북한에 있어서 김일성이나 김정일은 신이에요. 신이. 그리고 자기네들
He says Kim Jong-il is used to being treated as a god in the North, and North Korean propaganda portrays many South Koreans as feeling the same way. Imagine the surprise, he says, when the god finds his motorcade pelted with stones on a visit to the South. Even in North Korea, Kim Jong-il's movements are kept secret. Because virtually all state power is concentrated in his hands, experts say any danger to Kim Jong-il is a threat to the entire North Korean system. Hong Jun-pyo, a South Korean presidential candidate, says North Korean authorities are aware of the risk.
그리고 한국에 내려오는 것도 아마 한국에서 아무리 경호의 안전을 기하더라도
He says no matter how much effort South Korea puts into guarding Kim Jong-il, it cannot provide a 100% guarantee of his safety. Simply put, he says the North Korean leader is afraid he could be assassinated. There is no shortage of South Koreans unhappy with Mr. Kim. About 10,000 North Korean defectors live here, most of whom made a dangerous journey to escape starvation and repression. In addition, about 500 South Korean prisoners of the 1950s Korean War are believed to be alive in the North, along with about 500 Southerners the North abducted since the war. Relatives of those individuals are among the most vocal critics of South Korean engagement with the North. Other South Koreans are angry over its test of a nuclear device and its record of human rights abuses. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.